This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk
for Liverpool.
We've got a real top guest on now, Bob Mortimer. Bob, great to have you on. Tell us, you're involved in Aerosol Disco Marathon, are you? What's that all about?
It's just something I'm really like keen on, you know, like passionate about. It's I went to the one in London a few months back, and it's a type of music I'd not come across, to be honest with you. It's like 1970s soul and disco, all from America. Like it's like kind of the equivalent of Northern Soul, but American, And I just thought it was joyous. I mean, it was mainly young people. I shouldn't have been there, to be honest with you. But I saw that they're doing one in Liverpool at the Buyers Club on Hardman Street. Yes. And I thought I wanted to give it a shout out. It's just as simple as that, really.
So you stumbled across it, really?
Yeah. No, I know people who are involved in it through friends, as it were. But I just wanted to say, is it a big night, sort of ladies' night in Liverpool?
Oh, yeah.
Friday?
They've chosen a very, very good night, Bob, I have to say, because this is one of the weekends on Merseyside. And Ladies' Day today at Aintree, well, everybody will be in the city centre later if they can cram into it. And Hardman Street will be one of the venues that they frequent, I can tell you.
Oh, that's good. Well, if anyone remembers, anyone's going out tonight, that would be a good place to go, because it's not, you know, I'm an old bloke. It's not this electronic stuff, you know.
No,
it's proper music. You can have a dance to.
That's probably beyond me, all that electronic wizardry. I tell you, yes.
Yeah. Liverpool, it's raining up there now.
Yes, it was raining very early on when we came in this morning, and quite heavy rain. But it's relented a little, and the forecast is for it to dry up later. So, tell you what though, Bob, they enjoy it whatever the weather here, and
I bet. Yeah.
So they'll still cram themselves into the city centre later. So, yeah, you've chosen a very good night. The Buyers Club on Hardman. Is there a fee to get in? I think there is a fee to get in, isn't there? Just £5.
Yes, just something like that. It did sell out last time they were in Liverpool, so it might be worth getting a ticket from the Buyers Club. Or on my Twitter, I think I put a link. Last time I was in Liverpool, we did Atletico Mints, my podcast live up there at the Epstein, and I watched the football. I wish I could remember the name of the boozer, but somewhere at town centre.
There's so many.
I watched the football in the afternoon with a load of old Liverpool lads. What a laugh I had. I wish I could remember the name. I think one of them was called Wingy.
Oh, there's plenty, isn't there? There's plenty. Do you get up here often, Bob?
Well, I tend to get up on my touring, because we always do Liverpool, Manchester, Newcastle when I do my podcast. But we should be there in the autumn. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not just saying it when I say, you know, since for 30 years we've been touring, you know, you can, Glasgow and Liverpool, you just can't beat it.
Mm. In terms of the atmosphere and the people.
You know, it's just the truth, yeah.
Yeah.
And you always look forward to that one.
You did mention you were watching football in the city centre a while ago. I'm not sure whether you're from Middlesbrough originally. Do you follow them?
Yeah, very much. No, I'm very passionate about it. I spend hours and hours every Saturday driving up and down to Middlesbrough, Sheffield.
Yeah.
Bolton, that sort of place. No, I enjoy it very much.
I covered Middlesbrough's game on Tuesday. Unfortunately, they went down 2-1 at Sheffield United. But
yeah, well, all I can ask of Middlesbrough is to keep us interested, really, till the end of the season. And
well, yeah,
you know, we're still there or thereabouts. So,
yeah,
you know,
on the fringe of the playoffs, might just make it. And you never know; you can finish sixth and still get promotion to the Premier League, which would be a great result for Tony Pulis there now. Yeah, he knows what battling relegation is all about if he does get you to the Premier League.
No, that's true, that's true.
Are you still in touch with your old mate, Mr. Reeves himself?
Because we work together nearly every day. We've got a new series coming out in the autumn.
Yeah.
And we're just writing that and filming that at the moment. So, I see Jim every day.
Wow.
For better or for worse.
Hey, no, it's for better, isn't it? Because you're still very popular, and plenty of people want to look back on even things like Shooting Stars, don't they? It's fantastic. And, you know, there's been plenty of special anniversary shows as well, which still go down well.
Yeah, they do. People still turn up, thankfully. There'll come a point when they don't, you know.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure you've got plenty still in the locker, haven't you?
I hope so.
Still plenty of writing. Well, Bob, thanks very much for your time. Enjoy the Aerosol Disco Marathon, those that are going along tonight. And as I say, you've chosen probably the best night of the year so far.
Cheers. Thank you,
thanks
Andy.
Very much. Thanks very much. That's Bob Mortimer from Reeves and Mortimer fame. Very much involved with that Aerosol Disco Marathon that's taking place on Hardman Street at the Buyers Club. If you are getting into the city centre a little bit later on, or into town as everyone refers to it, £5 a night of disco classics. Should be an interesting one. And Bob Mortimer himself on the line there.
Rock, sport and talk.
For Liverpool, this is Radio City Talk.